Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge Morning Market Update. And we are seeing pressure across the grain markets and more or less in the commodity space itself as the world is sitting a bit on edge. And risk-taking in the markets right now seems to be a little bit in the waiting. May corn at 431 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. July at 443 and a quarter, down 4. December at 468 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. May beans 1162 and a quarter, down 11 3/4. July beans 1175 and a quarter, down 11 1/2. November new crop 1167 and a half, down 8 1/2 in quiet trade. We will get some planting numbers coming out this morning. We should expect to see that fairly routine. We're seeing some most excellent weather out here in Nebraska, very comparable to what I saw last week in Florida. We will get some much-needed precipitation tonight, followed by a bit of a cool down. But by the time we start moving into next week, we should see planting going great guns. Looking at July soybean oil, we're at 46.43, down 2. July meal, 339.70, down 4.40. Spring crush at 89 even, that's up 50. New crop at 104.75, that's up 50. July wheat at 563 3/4, down 7. July Kansas City, 579, down 8. While May Minneapolis at 637 1/4, that is down 5 1/2. May rice at 18.21 is down, currently up 99, excuse me. May cotton, 83.06, that's up 44. July cotton, 85.22, up 63. December at 80.74, that is up 63. June live cattle, 174.42, that's up 2.95 in volatile trade. August feeders, 249.32, that's currently up 3.83. Hogs at 101.17 are down 90. May milk at 16.71 is up 32. May orange juice, 372.60, that is up 310. Crude oil right now is at 84.68. That is down $1 a barrel. We've been as high as 86.11, as low as 84.05. Diesel at 264.67. That is currently down about 4 cents a gallon. And unleaded at 276.76, down about 3.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 172 is currently down 4. Gold, 2363, down about $10 an ounce. We've been as high as 2389, as low as 2340. Gold often behaves a little strangely during periods that we're currently in. Silver at 2853 is up 21 cents. The dollar is a little firmer at 106.18. That is up 15. Those yens are primarily against the yen. The other currencies and other markets are seeing money move into their interest rate products and their debt instrument items, and that is actually putting some strength into things like the euro, the Swiss, and other items. Stock market, we are still positive on the day. We are well off the best levels, though. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 38,074. That's up about 90. We are trading. We were up about 300 earlier. S&P 500, 51.30. That is up 6 points. We were as high as 51.68. So we are trading fully 38 points off the best levels there. NASDAQ has just turned red. We're at 16,169, down about 5 points. We were as high as about 16,300. And moving on to interest rates, one item that is going up are interest rates. We're seeing the 2-year at 4.95. That's up 5 basis points. That traded as high as 4.99, just about to 5% on the 2-year. The 10-year at 4.63 is up 11 basis points. We've been as high as 4.66. The 30-year at 4.73 up 10 basis points at 4.75. So again, normally what we see when there's global issues and macro problems like this, normally we see a flight into U.S. bonds. Right now we are not seeing that. In fact, we are seeing just the opposite. This is Sterling Smith from sunny, warm Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.